Hi everyone and welcome to Take 10 for Torah number 156, today on the 23rd day of June, the 29th day of Sivan, Erev Rosh Chodesh. Thomas, I hope you all are well. What I wanted to talk about today is something that comes up in this week's Parsha, Parshas Korach, and that is the idea of Nefilas Apayim. Nefilas Apayim means falling on one's face. It's actually a motif of tefillah. It's a posture of tefillah, but the posture really dictates the mode of the tefillah. We have this a few times. I'll start with a story in Yehoshua before we get to this week's parasha. We have the situation where Yehoshua loses the battle of Ai, and Yehoshua is very upset. Vayikra Yehoshua simlo sav, vayipol al panav arza. He falls on his face, lefnei Aron Hashem ad ha'arev, who v'ziknei Yisrael v'yalu afar al rosham. And so they fall upon their face, and they put ashes on their head. And Vayomer Yeshua, and he davis, he says, what's going on? How could we lose a battle? It's the first battle that we had lost. Vayomer Hashem Yeshua, kum lach, get up. Lamazah atanofil panecha, why are you falling on your face? Why are you going to this extent? Chata Yisrael, right? The Jews have sinned. Begam avru esbristi, and they broke my covenant, asher tzivisti osam, begam lachum en acherem. And it turns out that somebody had taken from the previous battle, from the battle of Jericho, and they weren't supposed to take anything, and so they're punished in this way. But Yehoshua falls on his face, and God says, why are you falling on your face? It's like, it's useless. There's no point. We see that there seems to be some sort of power to falling on your face, this mode of tefillah. The pasuk in this week's parasha discusses as follows: V'yedav Hashem Moshe v'al Aaron leimar, he badlu mitocha ida azos, leave from these evil Korach people, va'achela osam kodraga, and I will destroy them. And the response of Moshe is, v'yiplu al pneihem, Moshe and Aaron, they fall on their face, v'yumru, keel elokei haruchos l'chal basar, ha'ish echad yechta, al kol ha'ida tiktof, they fell on their faces and they said, O God, source of all breath, of all flesh, when one man sins, will you be wrathful with the whole community? And so, again, this tefillah, and more specifically than the words, but the posture, vayiplu al pneihem, falling on their face. So we have to discuss what this is all about. This obviously translates into what we call tachanun. We do tachanun every single day of the week. Mondays and Thursdays we do an even longer version of tachanun. A few weeks ago on a Take 10, we talked about the advantage and tefillah that we have on Mondays and Thursdays, the significance of Mondays and Thursdays. But there is a longer tefillah that exists then, but every day we do this tefillah, which is a falling on our face. We lean on our side, we don't quite fall on our face, and we'll see the distinction soon, but we do this all the time. So what is this all about? So this Gemara Megillah says as follows, and here's how you begin to understand the stakes over here, like how significant this tefillah was understood. It says about Rav that a few different things that he did when he was in a particular shul. It's Gemara Megillah Daf Chaf Beis. He says, the Gemara says, Nafal kuli alma an payu. At what point everybody does tachanun? V'rav lo nafal an pay. And Rav didn't. Rav didn't say tachanun. He didn't fall on his face. Okay. The Gemara says, the Gemara is trying to figure out why, what's the reason he didn't fall on his face? Was it because of the floor? There's an issue of bowing down on floors. And again, here we're understanding that falling on your face literally means falling on your face, not just like leaning on your arm. But for now, we're falling on your face, and we're talking about why he didn't do it. The Gemara says, Adam Chashav Shani. An Adam Chashav, a significant, important person, a Talmud Chacham, a scholar, is different. The halachas are different in regard to Tachanun. Because Rabbi Elazar, the Amar Rabbi Elazar, Ein adam chashav rishai lipol al panav, ela im kenena ki Yehoshua ben Nun. A person is not allowed to say tachanun, or specifically to fall on their face, unless they are guaranteed results like Yehoshua ben Nun. That's why I started with Yehoshua ben Nun. He becomes the paradigmatic story of a successful tachanun, where God responds immediately. Right? Because God responds. God says, Lama zeh atanofel al panecha. Why are you doing this? So we see, he should not have done it. He shouldn't have done it. It was unnecessary. So unless there's going to be an immediate result to your tachanun, unless you're going to accomplish a goal with the tachanun, you can only be sure about that, of course, when you're an Adam Chashav, but that Adam Chashav should also know when it's not going to happen, and therefore you should not be using this tool, so otherwise you shouldn't be saying tachanun. I'm Rav Chiya Barav, and Chazin Elhu Labayev Arav, the Matzli Atzluye. So Rav Chiya Barav says, so you're right, so there's a lot of, the tachanun with Nefila Sapayim literally falling on your face is very fraught. It seems like it's the type of tefillah we only pull out in desperate situations when we know we're going to be answered, but a tefillah which is just like kind of on your side, Rashi says, Al tzidehen, you're not noflin al paneihem mamish. L'vishein adam chashav reshai lipol al panav, you're not really supposed to because of the stakes of falling on your face. It's something which is only supposed to be used when you know it's going to work, and most people don't know when it's going to work, and therefore an adam chashav should for sure not do it otherwise unless they know, which I guess kind of means that they shouldn't really do it because they don't know it's going to work. Therefore, if that wasn't confusing enough, therefore, we should sort of like kind of do it. And that's why we do it on our sides. And that's indeed what our practice is. Now, the Gemara says that this tefillah, the tachanun thing, the nefilah salpayim, was a very significant and powerful thing. It tells a story that Rabbi Leonard actually mentioned in one of his Believe It or Nots a few weeks ago, the story of the Tanur Shel Achnai, where you have this oven, and Rabbi Eliezer ben Hyrcanus, he decides against the majority, and then Rabbi Eliezer, he gets into a bit of trouble, he gets put into cherem, and then finally at the end, he's a little bit offended about the whole thing. So it says, Eima Shalom debusid Rabbi Eliezer, ach seid Rabbi Gamliel habe. So what happened was, because of his decision, Rabbi Eliezer was put into cherem, and Rabbi Gamliel was one of the driving forces behind that cherem. And so, ironically, the wife of Rabbi Eliezer, who was in cherem, was the sister of Rabbi Gamliel. And she was concerned that Rabbi Eliezer is going to be davening in his tfilos about his misfortune, his difficult situation, being that he is in cherem, he's excommunicated, and things aren't so good for him, and that'll reflect badly in his tefillos on her brother, Rabbi Gamliel. So again, Rabbi Gamliel's sister was married to Rabbi Eliezer. So what did she do? She would not let him. She did not let him say the tefillah of nefilah sapayim, of falling on his face, which comes immediately after Shemona Esrei. Then she goofed, and it was Rosh Chodesh, and she forgot it was Rosh Chodesh, she thought it wasn't Rosh Chodesh, she thought it was a no Tachlin day, and it was a Tachlin day, and indeed, which is pretty unbelievable, she found that he did indeed say Tachlin. Amrle, she says, oh my gosh, get up, you just killed my brother. And indeed, Rabbi Gamliel dies that day. So he said Tachnun, and this powerful power tefillah, it seems of pain, of suffering, of misfortune, and the result was his persecutor, not deliberately justified persecutor, Rabbi Gamliel, died. Now, just as an aside, it's important that, you know, he said it every day. She wasn't getting him to not say Tachlon. But it seems, according to the Ritva says at least, that it's about the interruption between Shemona Esrei and the Tachlon, which is something we should get back to a different time. The Tachlon is supposed to be immediately juxtaposed to the Shemona Esrei without any sort of interruption, definitely not conversation or anything like that. And therefore, because somehow she was able to interrupt him every day, it didn't have the same power. But when it did, there was trouble. Now, what's the idea behind this Tachlon? Why is it so powerful? What's going on? So Rabbi Nebuchadnezzar gives a few explanations. Rabbi Nebuchadnezzar explains ha'achas. He says this on our psukim over here. Lemora hashchina. It's an overwhelming fear and feeling intimidated, overwhelmed by the shchina. He says kadesh yislabesh b'zeh boshes v'tznius. You're supposed to be sort of become humble by the presence of the shchina, to cover your face, to like collapse in that way. His second reason, he says, Hashenis laharos tsar v'hachna, to show pain and submission. Ki v'hu ki hanofal al parav mitzta'er v'nichna, somebody who falls on their face is in pain. And that is a level of tshuva, that pain and that suffering that we make ourselves feel. Why would we do that if not for the fact that we feel terrible about something? That pain, he quotes, that's the secret of the story of Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Eliezer, because that pain came out in his tefillah. That's the pain of falling on one's face, and that pain creates a very powerful tefillah moment. The shlishis, the third explanation he gives, is laharos asiras chushav v'bitzel hargoshosav. We show our willingness to cover or really remove and ignore all of our senses. We're not necessarily interested doing anything else but pray. We're entirely focused on prayer, and that's why we do what we do. He comments, he says, "V'hinei ha'umos marim hakavona hazos b'kimin hayadayim b'bakashas hatachnunim." You know, this is what people do. They put their hands out when they pray. V'hein atzman einon yodin lama hurgalu b'kach. You know, we do things physically in order to sort of get a point cross into our minds mentally. It's like, you know, these power poses that they have nowadays where people fake it until you make it. You show yourself a certain way, you display yourself a certain way, and you hope that it reflects within. And so we do this, we don't do the Nefilas Apayim falling on the floor, but we do it sort of where we fall on our left side, that for a different reason why left, but we are matan, we go litzdadin to the side to sort of do this. L'mora ha-shechina, like he said, the fear of the Shechina, to show pain and suffering, and also to symbolically close off all of our senses. Now this idea is something which we should take seriously. There are other reasons as well, which hopefully we'll get into another time. Have a great day.